This show is supported by State Farm. You have insurance for your home, your health, and your car. Why don't you have insurance for your small business? So many small business owners think they don't need or don't even know about small business insurance. Protecting a source of revenue is one thing, but so is protecting all of your hard work and your team members. State Farm agents are all small business owners too, so they know how to help small business owners choose personalized policies that fit their budgets. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hi, I'm Alex L., and I write books for a living. The Hey Girl podcast was created with sisterhood and storytelling in mind. Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
Join us as we journey through sharing together.
Hey Girl.
Hey Girl.
I love that. Samantha and Tracy, thank you so much for being with me today. How are you?
Doing well. How are you? Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. I'm very excited. I'm doing good today. I think this is going to be an awesome conversation. But before we dive into all the things dance and self-care and community and sisterhood, can you please introduce yourselves to the Hey Girl listeners? So who are you and what do you do?
Well, hey girls, my name is Samantha Berger, and I'm a Radio City Rockette.
Hey girls, this is Tracy Rosatello, and I'm a Radio City Rockette, and I have been doing this for 18 seasons so far.
Oh, wow, 18 seasons, that's amazing. So I want to start with Samantha. How did you step into being a Radio City Rockette, and what has it taught you about sisterhood over your time with them?
Well, whenever I was a little girl, I would always watch the Rockettes perform on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, as most little girls did. I was a dancer growing up, classical ballet, jazz, tap, and all of that. But I honestly never really saw myself here. The Rockettes were definitely not as diverse as they are now. So I didn't necessarily think it was a goal or something that I could achieve. But I kind of was like, my mom was like, you really should audition. I kind of see you there. And I was just like, okay, I'll give it a shot, not thinking anything would come of it. So right out of high school, I moved to New York just to kind of follow the dream and audition for everything. And of course, Radio City was on that list. So I auditioned, and lucky me, I booked the job, and I started right at 19. And I've been now doing it for 15 seasons. And it like literally blew my mind in terms of what the job actually entailed. Not only are you dancing as an individual, but you're in a line. You're dancing next to 36 women at a time, you know, so it creates a sisterhood just from that. So, you know, throughout the years, these women have become my family. You know, during the Christmas season, we're doing up to 17 shows a week. We live at the theater, basically. And so they become, again, your sisters. We've been in each other's weddings. We've seen babies be born. And it's been really an eye-opening experience in terms of how strong and how empowered you feel when you're a Rockette. So it's been a dream. And, you know, I'm very, very lucky.
That's amazing. Tracy, 18 seasons for you, 15 for Samantha. What has being a Radio City Rockette taught you about sisterhood? And if I could just take it a step further, and Samantha, I'll circle back to you on this one. How have you guys learned to lean on each other? Not only your routines, right? But just through life, as Samantha said, you've seen babies born and marriage happen, and I'm sure highs and lows. So what has that been like for you, Tracy?
Oh, completely. I mean, Sam and I have been in this together. Obviously, we've been doing it for almost the same amount of time. So in this together since almost the very beginning, which has been amazing. And there's several girls in the line right now that have been doing it just as long as us. So it's been almost like a lifetime together. Like Sam said, we have been to each other's weddings. I just had a baby girl 18 months ago, and we actually have 7 mothers in our line. And 3 of us were pregnant 2 years ago, all together during the season. So kind of going through that together was such a special time for us. And just in that part of our life, we were leaning on each other through our pregnancies and leaning on each other through our seasons too. So we kind of got each other through the season. So it's stuff like that that goes on during the season that is outside of the show, that you have these people that are around you and these women that are around you that really get you through your life during the season and out of the season too. We stay friends throughout the year, and they have become like my sisters, and they're our family during the Christmas season, and you lean on each other throughout the whole entire year as well. So it's just such a special line, and you grow lifelong friendships just in this job.
What's it been like performing 17 shows a week? How are y'all taking care of yourselves after getting off the stage? And how do you prepare for these really big and extravagant? And also, it takes a toll on your body, and you're moving and all of these things so often during the week. How are you guys leaning on self-care? Sam, can you kick us off with that one?
I mean, yeah, we're doing, again, up to 17 shows a week, which is no easy task. You know, it's essentially a marathon. You know, runners prepare for a big marathon day, but this is like our marathon season. We're doing, you know, 6 weeks. So we have to prepare before we even start rehearsals. You know, when we start rehearsals day one, you're expected to be ready to go. So a lot of us are taking classes, and, you know, everyone's certified in different things. So it's really nice to be able to take other people's classes, from Pilates to dance cardio to ballet class. So yeah, so then we're in the season. We're rehearsing, you know, 6 hours a day, 6 days a week, and then we get into show mode. So yeah, I mean, I think self-care is so different for everybody. You know, a lot of girls, they get here a couple hours before, they warm up, they do their class, whatever they need to do. We do up to 3-4 shows a day. So between shows, we have to make sure that we're really trying to recover as much as possible, putting our feet up, foam rolling. I mean, I just sit on a heating pad. That's my idea. Warming up. but yeah, so it's like, you really have to stay hydrated too. I think that hydration is key, because we sweat a lot. And, you know, the show is 90 minutes and we're not stopping the entire time. So yeah, it definitely takes a toll on the body. So self-care is really key. But again, it's very different for everybody. Post-show, a lot of girls run up to athletic training, do ice baths, whatever that needs to be for them. But yeah, I think sleep. Sleep is key.
Sleep is self-care. Yes.
It's difficult for some people, just because, you know, when you're doing something that's so physical, your body doesn't shut down as easily sometimes. So you kind of have to force yourself to, you know? Mm. So when I want to like go out to dinner after the show, I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just go home, sit on my couch, have dinner at home, put my feet up, just so I can have enough time to recover for the next day. And then the cycle goes on and on for 6 weeks. So yeah, I mean, again, everyone's process is different. There's no right answer, but I think hydration and sleep, and really just knowing that your body is going through a lot. So you really have to take the best possible care. And again, that's why we're sitting in our dressing rooms and we're just all laying on the floor. We call it tummy time. And we just sit in a circle. We lay on our backs, lay on our tummies, and we just talk, just kind of give ourselves a little time. And it's also time for us to connect too and talk about the show, what happened, funny things. So it's fun, but it's really important that we take that time.
How about for you, Tracy? What does self-care look like for you on and off stage?
Well, I've been known as like the sleeper of the cast since I started. Literally, once the show ended, I would take out my hair and get something to eat, whether it might be pizza or like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Carbs are very important for us during this time, just because obviously we're doing so much physical activity. And you get something to eat, and I literally lay on my floor of my dressing room, put my feet up on my chair, and even if it's like a 10-minute nap, it is the world to me. So I've definitely been known as the sleeper of the cast for 18 years, which is awesome. But like Sam said, we also have an amazing athletic training program here at Radio City. So they provide us with so much care in between shows and after shows and before shows. So if you do have something that is going on, we go up to athletic training and they help us out as much as possible to prepare us for the show or keep us well. They also bring physical therapists in for us. They bring doctors into us here, just because it's almost even hard for us to make a doctor's appointment and go to a doctor's appointment during the season. So we have one day off during the week. So, you know, it's amazing what we have here provided for us at Radio City, which is so nice. But my self-care, like on my day off, it's kind of just kind of listening to my body and knowing what I need. If I need to sit with my daughter and just have a movie day in, and that's what my rest needs to be for that day, then that's great. Sometimes I'm, you know, especially during this time of year, I'm shoving all the activities in with her as I possibly can, like going to see Santa or making gingerbread cookies. But that's kind of self-care in itself, like kind of stepping away from the show just for a second. So it's kind of all, it's kind of knowing what your body needs at that given time.
I love those answers.
This show is supported by State Farm. Insurance is a part of any solid financial plan, Making sure you have the important things in life covered is one of the best ways to give yourself a little breathing room when things go awry. It's important to protect not only your business, but yourself as a business owner and all current and future team members. State Farm agents know what it takes to run and protect a small business because State Farm agents are all small business owners and they live and work in your community. So they're deeply attuned to what's happening with other small businesses in your market. If you have a small business and are interested in making sure you're protected, reach out to your local State Farm agent to learn more about what you need. They'll help you find the right policy at the right price for your business. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
You're so right. Self-care is absolutely different for everybody. And I think each of you hit something on the head with one point or the other, and yes to hydration and yes to sleep. And also like yes to these accessible self-care things where we can just like put our feet up and take some deep breaths and recover. I think that's really super, super important, especially with the word being so trendy these days. Like how can we make self-care not trendy and a lifestyle change? So I love hearing that, especially from you ladies. So how was it, and either of you can answer this first, your first show, your very first show as a Radio City Rockette, what was going through your minds and your hearts as you got in that line and started your performance?
Well, honestly, it was kind of a blur for me. You know, you're 19, you're so green. You're like, this is basically one of my first jobs. Again, it's like you're in New York City and it's just like, it's so overwhelming. And then to kind of be thrown in to this amazing sisterhood, I think I maybe probably blacked out a little bit. Not gonna lie. Now the Rockettes have the opportunity to have what we call a boot camp, which they kind of learn tips and tricks and like learn how to dance as in a line and also learn some of the choreography beforehand, so they're not completely blind to what's happening. That didn't necessarily happen when I started 15 years ago. So I was just thrown in to learn, you know, again, this like not just dancing in a line, but how to make all these formations and, you know, everything has to be in line from your pinky toe to your eyeball, you know? So it's just a new way of thinking. You train your brain differently. So my very first show, it's like, I think I was just really proud. I was proud at just taking the leap of faith and listening to my mother and auditioning and then just being in this line with all of these amazing women, all different shades and shapes and from different backgrounds. And it's like, then you realize that you've become a part of history in that moment, you know? And it's like the curtain goes up and the crowd goes crazy and the little girls are dancing in the aisle. And it's just like, wow, you know, it's not like you've necessarily quote unquote made it. But for me, I was just like, I was just very proud of myself for believing enough in myself. And I guess they did too. So
that's amazing. How about you?
I think it's the same thing. It's kind of all a blur, but it's definitely almost, you feel so many different emotions in that first show that I think that's why it's a blur. You're so proud. You're so excited. You're terrified. You're, like Sam said, you're a part of this legacy and this history, and you want to give it all and you want to make it perfect and you want to be perfect for the people that you're dancing with. So it's all kind of those emotions that are going through you. But once that curtain goes up, you see that audience and 6,000 people in front of you, and just all the emotions come rushing forward. It is so absolutely amazing. And I think I feel a glimpse of that still 18 years later, whenever the curtain goes up. It's so like every show is different because it's live theater and different audience, and so you kind of feel like almost like a glimpse of that first show every single time that curtain goes up, just because the theater here at Radio City is like so magnificent that you look out into the audience and it kind of blows you away a little bit. It's just a proud moment every single time you're up there with these ladies who have worked so hard to get to where we are at whenever we open the show. So you work so hard together that whenever you open the show, it's just such an amazing feeling altogether.
And to tag on to what Tracy said, I think what's really cool too, especially this year, we had 13 brand new women. Wow. I think the most we've ever had in a line was maybe 3 or 4. And it's probably one of the most diverse lines I've ever seen, which for me is really special. It's always been a passion of mine to make the Rockettes look like New York City, you know, because it's such a diverse city. And so to be able to see that change first, but then also just to see it through their eyes for their very first show, I think that was really cool for me this year. I mean, every year, obviously, the new girls are just, you know, it's their moment. And you always instantly remember your very first show and your very first year. So I think that's what kind of keeps it fresh for us, too, to be able to see it through their eyes and kind of be on the journey with them as well.
I was going to ask that. How has the shift in diversity brought you guys joy and excitement for what's to come for the Radio City Rockettes? You mentioned New York City is very diverse. I mean, we all know that it's a melting pot of cultures and people and backgrounds and ethnicities and et cetera. So what is it like being able to literally have a rainbow of women standing in front of a crowd of 6,000 or more and show that representation across the board?
Honestly, like I said, you know, I never saw the Rockettes like look like me when I was watching TV. You know, the way the times move and it's a slow and gradual process, and we're still obviously working to build and to have more representation. And I think just to being a part of it from the beginning and to know, and you know, I will definitely be the one to speak up. This isn't okay, you know, and that's not just for, you know, the Rockettes, that's across the board and Broadway shows and, you know. And I think it's just to see the progression, although it's been a slow one, I think, you know, we're moving in the right direction. And again, this is the first year that we've had so much diversity, and it's only going to build from here. Honestly, it's like I'm, you know, it's been my passion project, me and a few of the girls of color, and not even just of color. It's like, you know, it's backgrounds, you know, we're fully wanted to be as inclusive as possible. And it's just, again, it's a representation of New York. It's a representation of the United States. And I think the Rockettes, you know, have the right to be able to represent those girls.
And I think it's so important for, like Sam said, whenever she was watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, whenever she was a kid and not seeing that, I think it's so important for little girls who do see us whenever we're in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade or the tree lighting or anywhere that we are visible during the holidays or not in the holiday season, for those little girls to know that they have, you know, all these opportunities in front of them now. And I think that's so great because they get to work towards this now too and feel very confident in that.
I think the beauty of social media, and I'm not a huge social media buff, but I think now we have like an outlet to be able to reach these women, from Instagram posts to Facebook messages and to tweets, like, and we're able to respond back. So it makes it feel like there's a connection there. It's not just, you know, something that's at our arm's distance, you know, the beauty of that. And also too, we're like, we're going out into the city, we're going into the streets, we're going to our hometowns, we're actually reaching these women that couldn't necessarily come to us, which I think is our duty. So I think we've definitely made strides in that. But again, there's always more to do, you know, and I'm so proud of being a part of this journey.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we wrap up, I have a question about identity and being an individual while also being in community and in this really big, amazing sisterhood with so many other amazing women. What has being a Radio City Rockette shown you or taught you about your identity as an individual and then your ability to come together and be a unit with other people?
I think, you know, being a Radio City Rockette, like Sam said, it's just like a part of New York City, which is such an honor. But I think we are encouraged to be our individuals as well. And that is the beauty of our line here. There are so many different women that come and audition for the Radio City Rockettes, and we get to come together every single day and work hard together and put a line in that we look kind of the same, and we do all the choreography the same on the stage, but whenever we step off that stage and whenever we're just in the community and being out with, even if we're doing an event or anything like that, we get to be our own individuals and we get to say, this is what I do, but I'm in this other line of women that work just as hard as me to get here, but they do something else. We are a line of mothers, of someone's an accountant, somebody's in school, somebody teaches dance or owns their own company or is an entrepreneur or anything like that on the, we say the off season. It's never really an off season because we do so much during the year as well. And then we come together during the Christmas time and we get to, you know, represent the Radio City Rockettes too, which is such an honor.
That's amazing. Yeah. Sam, how about you?
I think it's interesting because, you know, a lot of dancers, they want to be soloists. You know, you see all these companies and there's always a lead and there's always an ensemble or a chorus, what you call it. But we're all the principals. We're all, you know, the stars, which I think is what's really cool. You know, I think, again, like Tracy said, we all, you know, dance differently, but we learn how to dance in a way that makes us look as one. You know, and I think that's what's really cool. And it's definitely like, again, like I said, using your brain in a different way because it's precision dance. So everything, again, from your pinky finger to your shoulder, your angles have to be exactly the same. So it creates, you know, what the picture that the director is looking for, you know. And again, it's like, it's a tricky balance because, of course, you want to stand out, but you don't, you know. But I think that's why I love that everyone has such a different personality and you see it on stage, you know. Your eye may go to certain people for certain things, but again, as a whole, as one, we all look the same. And like Tracy said, you come to work as an individual, you work as a line, and you go home and everyone's got their different lives, which I think is so cool. And even in the off season, everyone's doing a million different things, performing different places. And so you kind of get your fix of performing with, you know, other companies or, you know, being an entrepreneur or whatever, but then you come together for the Christmas season and we become that sisterhood, that unbroken line is what we like to call it.
I love that. Okay. Before we wrap up, I always try to ask this question and it's a totally on the spot question. And some people are like, oh my gosh, but don't feel like you have to rush to answer it. Okay. What would you tell your younger self? What comfort would you give her? And maybe even a lesson. What lesson would you give her from your current self today?
Well, first, always listen to your mother. That's for starters. I would say just to be kind to yourself, to be patient with yourself. It's so easy, especially as dancers, it's such a very emotional sport. You know, so it's so easy to get down on yourself when things aren't going your way or when things are challenging, but that's the beauty of it. That's the path. It's not supposed to be easy. You know, if it were easy, everyone would do it, right? So be patient with yourself, be kind. Director says, like, work hard and be nice. It really goes a long way. There's so much to be said about that. But yeah, to be kind to myself and to be patient because it all works out. If it's something that you really, really want, there's literally no mountain you can't climb. You know, there's no star you can't reach. In my opinion, it's just, you just have to do the work, be nice, and don't give up, honestly. So,
I mean, that's kind of where I was going to. I was just saying, just never give up on yourself. And, you know, you, as dancers, you hear no so many times. Yes, we've been doing this for 15 and 18 years, but be prior to that. And, you know, while we were auditioning for other things too, during, while we were Rockette, you know, you hear no a lot. So I think it's just kind of never give up. And just keep working towards whatever you want because, you know, the possibilities are endless. And if you really want something, in this job too, I mean, it's just, if you have to work every single year to stay at it. And it's a very difficult and hard job. So you just have to kind of never give up.
Thanks for listening to the show today. Please rate, subscribe, and review. Also, feel free to share with a friend. We love having our community grow. Music is by DC's own Kokai. The Hey Girl podcast is produced by Wayne Bertram and me, Alex L.
Thanks to State Farm for supporting this show and helping our listeners protect their businesses and lives. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.